What a disaster. Hell, that display of incompetence that we saw from the NBA last night, that might qualify them for the second annual Huge Embarrassing Failure Awards. What is it with this league? How can a multi-billion dollar organization be this incompetent? Every time we talk about the NBA here on the channel, I always repeat the same statement. This is the only league that can't get the hell out of its own way. The NBA is literally set up for success right now. This really should be so simple. Superstar players are spread throughout the league. The league is competitively balanced. For the most part, star players, they have remained healthy this season. And more importantly, star players have made themselves available. Load management hadn't been a problem this year. All Adam Silver and NBA officials have to do, all they got to do is get the hell out of the way, let the players play. That's it. That's it. It's really that simple. Yet for some reason, they just can't seem to do it. For some reason, NBA officials, they actually believe they're part of the show. It seems like every time the NBA is featured on national television, they use it as an opportunity to completely humiliate themselves. Remember last Friday night when the T-Wolves were playing the Cavs on ESPN? The officiating was so incompetent in that game that Rudy Gobert, he accused NBA officials of betting on the game. After he made those comments, Adam Silver, he once again proved why he has earned the name Alice. If David Stern was commissioner and Rudy Gobert made the same comments, he would have been suspended at minimum. What kind of punishment did Alice deliver? Come here, Rudy. Let Alice give you a nice slap on the boodle. I'm also fining you $100 and enrolling you in sensitivity training. You hurt the referee's feelings with those incendiary blasphemous accusations. Please, Ruru, don't do that again, okay? A $100,000 fine, which for Rudy Gobert, who is making $41 million a year, fining him $100,000, that's the same as you or me getting a parking ticket. Alice, he gives Rudy Gobert a parking ticket for essentially claiming that the NBA is rigged. Doesn't make sense to me, but what the hell do I know? I'm not a man who prefers to be called Alice. Last night, another embarrassing night for the NBA. Once again, the humiliation took place on national television. Last night, Warriors-Lakers, they were in the primetime slot on ABC. Now, the weekly games on ABC, these are the most watched games every week in the NBA. This is the biggest platform that the NBA has. It's late in the regular season, playoffs only a month away. Lakers-Warriors, they are fighting for seeding. Both teams are barely clinging to the play-in tournament. You had the two biggest stars in the NBA on national television fighting for their playoff lives. And what does the NBA do with this opportunity? They completely fuck it up. Now, I didn't watch the whole game last night. We got home from dinner around 7 last night. I watched the Pelicans game on delay, another game where the officiating was filled with incompetence. So I turned on Lakers-Warriors late in the fourth quarter after the Pelicans already won. When I turned the game on, they were in the middle of a 20-minute delay. A 20-minute delay in a basketball game? Was this game being played outside and a rare thunderstorm rolled through Los Angeles? Did the power go out and someone forgot to put gas in the backup generator? In the year of our Lord 2024, how can there be a 20-minute delay in a basketball game? For starters, officials, they had to head to the scorer's table, which they refer to as their stage, their platform. This is the area of the court where the spotlight is on NBA officials as they explain to the audience watching at home why they enjoy being incompetent dumbasses. After the play was reviewed, it took another 19 minutes of real time to play 15 seconds of game time. The Lakers, they would inbound the ball. Officials had to stop the play because the shot clock was malfunctioning. They repeated that same process 3 or 4 times. Finally, in their infinite wisdom, they had some doofus verbally count down the shot clock. Yeah. Yeah. In the year 2024, in a professional basketball game, the NBA found a way to rewind the clock 100 years, and they had some doofus with a megaphone counting down the shot clock. That was not the only example of the sheer incompetence from the NBA last night. During the review process, NBA officials, they were supposed to be determining who last touched the ball before it went out of bounds. Now, from my understanding, when officials are reviewing a play, they're only allowed to look at what caused the review in the first place. In this particular instance, they would only be allowed to look at who touched the ball last. Now, I say from my understanding because I don't know the official rules when it comes to reviews in the NBA. Now, you would think with me watching every Pelicans game, I would have a firm understanding of the process, but I don't. And the reason I don't is because no one has a firm understanding of the rules. Mike Breen has been calling NBA games for 30 years. He doesn't know the rules. Joel Myers, Antonio Daniels, they've been involved with the NBA for 2 or 3 decades. They have no idea what the hell the rules are. The NBA officials on the court, forget about it. These bums, they're just making up the rules as they go along. Last night, NBA officials, they decided that not only would they determine who touched the ball last, they were also going to determine if LeBron James was in bounds when he drained a three-pointer on the previous possession. Now take a look for yourself. I know this audience, myself included, we're not fans of LeBron James to say the least, but just look at this objectively. LeBron James is clearly in bounds when he makes this three-point shot. This cut the Warriors' lead to 4 with less than 2 minutes to go. The officials calling this disaster last night, they claimed that LeBron James was out of bounds here. In a close game down the stretch while reviewing another play that had absolutely nothing to do with this shot, NBA officials took 3 points away from LeBron James and the Lakers. Why? No one knows. No explanation was provided. The only explanation we were given was that officials determined that LeBron James was out of bounds, even though he clearly wasn't. And you are not allowed to complain about it. You are not allowed to question NBA officials and their decisions. If you do, Alice Silver, he will give you a fine and put you in sensitivity training. If NBA officials tell you that the Star Trek virgin Mike Freeman lost his virginity to Marvin the Martian, you're expected to believe it, even though we all know Mike losing his virginity is an impossibility. If NBA officials tell you that the Earth is flat, you better not ask any questions. Even though there has never been a case of someone falling off the earth in thousands of years, if NBA officials tell you the earth is flat, you better put on a helmet to protect your head from the fall. After the game last night, LeBron James and Stevie Kerr, they addressed the officiating. Watch it for yourself.
I've never seen that be called before like that in that particular time. That was kind of weird.
That was bizarre. Bizarre. I mean, you know, it seems like a few times a year you get clock issues. You know, I felt bad for the fans. I also don't like the rule that you can go back and look at an out of bounds. You know, LeBron's three. That seems to happen once or twice a year. Love to see that rule go away. Like, I mean, I think we're trying so hard to get everything just right, but at the expense of the flow of the game. I mean, who cares if a guy's foot is, you know, half an inch on the line? Is that worth going back 45 seconds and changing everything?
I partially disagree here with Stevie Kerr. He claims that NBA officials, they are trying hard to get things right. I watch this league almost every night. I'm just not seeing it. Either one of two things is true here. Either NBA officials are making calls favoring one team over the other, or officials in this league are so incompetent, they're not capable of making the right call, even with the benefit of slow motion replay. There is more talent, there is more skill in the NBA today than at any other point in my lifetime. All Alice Silver has to do is get out of the way and let the players play. Instead, Adam Silver, he wants NBA officials to be stars. He wants NBA officials to be part of the show. Hey kids, come on down to the Smoothie King Center and see your favorite NBA officials in action. Be there live as Harry Cucumber reviews an instant replay and makes the wrong call. Watch with anticipation as Douglas Dumbass struggles for air after calling 3,003 seconds. There's nothing more exciting than watching NBA officials blow passionately into that seductive whistle. Since Alice wants officials to be heavily featured, since Alice wants NBA officials to be stars, what's happened as a result? Casual fans, they have turned off the NBA. Last Thursday night, TNT had a big doubleheader. Suns-Celtics was the early game, followed by Mavs-Thunder. Now, I happened to watch Suns-Celtics. It was a great game until the Celtics pulled away in the fourth quarter. Now, these are four of the best teams in the league. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's one of the most talented actors in the NBA. He is absolutely phenomenal at exaggerating no contact. I shared a clip, I think it was on Twitter yesterday, of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander driving the lane, not being touched, and he snapped his head back so drastically, his head damn near fell off his shoulders. Like I said, he is a very talented actor. But anyway, Suns-Celtics Thursday night on TNT, just over 1 million viewers. Same thing for Mavs Thunder. Barely over 1 million viewers for two consequential games late in the regular season. The Suns, they're fighting to stay out of the play-in tournament. Thunder, they're trying to remain as the one seed in the Western Conference. Boston's the best team in the league. Dallas, they are trying to get into the top six to stay out of the play-in tournament. The Western Conference is so tightly contested right now that these regular season games actually matter. We are seeing playoff-level basketball in the regular season. The point is, the NBA should be drawing huge ratings for these late regular season games. Instead, they are barely eclipsing 1 million viewers. As a result, the NBA wasn't the most watched programming on TV Thursday night. The NBA was easily beaten by NC State and Duke on ESPN. Once again, professional basketball beaten by amateur basketball. And to make matters worse, the NBA was also beaten by something called College Basketball Scoreboard on ESPN, meaning people were more interested in watching highlights of college basketball than watching games that actually matter in the NBA. What is it going to take for this league to get their head out of their own ass? The woke politics are gone. That excuse is no longer valid. Casual fans aren't watching the NBA right now because the product on the court. And the product on the court is suffering because of the incompetent officiating. And what is Adam Silver doing about it? Absolutely nothing. Give me your thoughts on this. Once again, NBA humiliated on national television. I know a lot of you guys in this audience are no longer watching the NBA. I know the woke politics in the summer of 2020 drove most of you away from the league, but you know, that was 4 years ago. I'm sure some of you guys have checked out the NBA since then. Why are you not watching the NBA today? Is it the players, or is it the officiating, or a combination of both, or is it something else? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.